There is a very interesting Harambam in the laws of Berachot. Harambam is talking about a case where a person is holding in front of him a cup of beer, which we know the Beracha is She'akol Niyavet Baro. And when he lifted the cup up, he actually said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And as he said those words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, in his mind, he was thinking She'akol Niyavet Baro, which is the right thing to think. However, he concluded the Beracha by saying, Bore Peri HaGefen, which clearly is the wrong Beracha to make on beer. And as a matter of fact, if you made Bore Peri HaGefen on beer, in a regular case, you would not be Yotze. Harambam says, however, in this case, Yatza. Why? Because since at the main part of the Beracha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he had the intention for She'akol, so the Beracha is established at that point. Especially according to the Rambam's opinion that says you can actually ponder a Beracha in your mind. So therefore at that point he pondered the Beracha in his mind correctly. She'akol Niyavet Baro. Although he ended wrong, doesn't matter according to the Rambam. That's a very, very big hadush. Maran rules like the Rambam in Siman Kuftet, in Siman Reshtet, Halakha Aleph, he brings the Rambam. Now there would be another case, once we know that we rule like the Rambam, which will have a ramification. The Halakha says that if a person goes to the bathroom after he ate something, now he has to make a Borei Nefashot for what he ate, and he has to make an Asher Yatzar. Halakha writes he's supposed to make Asher Yatzar first, and then Borei Nefashot. Let's say the person started to make the beracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam with kavanah to say Borei Nefashot, and then in the middle he says, "Oh, I'm supposed to make Asher Yatzar." Really, can he divert and make Asher Yatzar at that point? According to Rambam, he cannot, because since his machshava at Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is for Borei Nefashot, and that's the Ikar Beracha, he must conclude Borei Nefashot and then go back to make the Asher Yatzar. That's the classic case that Acham Ben Sion brings as a practical example if you're going to be posek like Shitat HaRambam. It should be pointed out that the Kaf HaHayim writes that in order to play safe, if indeed you did such a thing where you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam on beer with kavanah to say She'akol, and then you ended up saying Borei Peri HaGefen, the Kaf HaHayim says at that point you should stop and just ponder the whole beracha from beginning to end in your mind. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'akol Niyavet Baro Behirhur. So at least you'll be Yotze according to those opinions that say Hirhur Yatza. Nonetheless, that is the opinion of Maran, and that is the halakha, the ma'aseh.